Shabbat, whatever it is, you're a day in Hilchos Tevilas Kelim. When you in Hilchos Tevilas Kelim, so the storekeeper cannot be toivel the Kelim for potential buyers. It's not called, the Kli is not called a Kli Seuda yet until it's owned, until it's in the Rishus of the person that buy it. So if the store says pre-toiveled Kelim, stay away, or at least realize that you have to be toivel it again, probably without a bracha, but you have to be toivel this. And Hu Adin, if you buy a matana for someone, most hold that you cannot be toivel it. So again, you're not doing him a favor by being toivel it for him. He has to be toivel it after he gets it. There is an Eitzah there, some say, that you can do the old Beis Tefillah, Mishnah Brura, Bizeicha for him trick, and then once it's his, you can be toivel it. But Shlomo Zalman did not hold of that Eitzah, because there's too many imponderables. You bought him this beautiful vase, which the minute he gets it, he's going to return to the store. And a vase is not a good example, obviously. It has to be a beautiful dish, and he's going to return it the second he gets it. He can't stand the pattern. So he holds it, he shouldn't do it, even with that trick, because, and you don't even know that he returned it, right? So you shouldn't do it. Okay.